This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Lissa LeGrand. Here's some more of the latest in Alabama news. Environmental groups recently filed a complaint with the State Public Service Commission against Alabama Power. The issue? Extra fees the power company imposes on homes, schools, and small businesses that use solar power. The complaint calls the five-year-old fees, quote, unlawful and contrary to the public interest. WBHM's Dan Carson reports.
The filing is 32 pages long, but Katie Ottenweller of the Southern Environmental Law Center boils it down like this.
You know, it's akin to going to the grocery store and getting an extra tax on your bill because you have a tomato garden in your backyard. Alabama Power has a monopoly. Solar is one of the few ways that people can actually control their electricity bills.
Alabama Power charges an extra $5 per kilowatt monthly fee for solar. That can add up to $10,000 over the life of a home solar setup. The SELC filed the complaint with the State Public Service Commission, which regulates utility companies. Ottenweller says Alabama already has among the highest electricity rates in the nation.
There's 10 times as many solar customers in Georgia and Tennessee as there are in Alabama. I mean, this charge has really just put the entire rooftop solar market at a standstill.
Alabama Power has until May 31st to respond to the complaint. A spokesman said in an email they're still reviewing it. He added the fees ensure customers without solar panels aren't, quote, subsidizing those who have them. Public hearings aren't scheduled, but lawyers say they could happen over the summer. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
The SELC is a sponsor of WBHM programming. WBHM's news and business departments operate separately. You can read the complaint and learn more at our website, WBHM.org.